Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, it's Day Player on 720 WGN. One of Chicagoland's very own, Anderson's Candy Shop, has been making gourmet chocolates in Richmond, Illinois for almost 100 years. And just as making quality candy is a four-generation tradition, their family giving Anderson's as a gift has become a multi-generational tradition for thousands of others. It's the best chocolate, I'm going to tell you right now. I always talk about it, I've ever had. And the Andersons are some of the nicest people I've ever met. And joining us to talk about family history in the world of sweet treats, especially for the holidays, is Leif Anderson and his daughter, Katie. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi. How you doing, Dave?
Great to be back.
You're on the candy line right now. You are, right now as you're speaking, your hands are full of chocolate, aren't they?
Yep. We're here at the shop, yeah.
You're at the shop. I know this is a busy, busy time of year for you guys. I want to ask you, tell us the folks, and I love telling this story. It was Small Business Saturday today, which I think should be every day, because you've got to support your neighbors and your friends in their small business adventures. You guys have been around for a long time, four generations back.
Yes, that's correct. We started in 1919 in Chicago on Armitage Avenue and moved out here to Richmond, Illinois in 1926, where we've been ever since, and opened a second spot in Barrington just about 4 years ago.
And this is your grandfather that started the business?
Yep, my grandfather started the business and moved out here when his rent was raised from $10 to $20 a month, and he wouldn't stand for it. And his wife had a line on a cheaper property on a main highway that was going to be expanded and become the main route to Minneapolis-St. Paul. And in 4 years, it was the main tourist route up to Minneapolis-St. Paul until the toll roads were opened.
Now, I know your grandfather also, Chicago, for most of the 20th century, was the candy capital, really, of America. And your grandfather actually kind of got his feet wet in the business working for, was it Kranz in Chicago?
Yes, Kranz Candy on State Street in Chicago, in their walnut showroom, all walnut lined and everything. It was the showplace of the street. He took the techniques that he learned there, brought them out here, and for years, the Kranz camp family, after Kranz closed, for years the Kranz family came out here to get all their candy because it was the only place they could get anything made the old way.
And I love this story, too. In 1933, the whole nature of the business changed after your grandfather visited the World's Fair. He came home with the first air conditioner in McHenry County, which allowed him to sell chocolates year-round. I think that'd be pretty important to do that, to have an air conditioner, yeah.
Yeah, and it did change the nature of everything out here. It meant that he could extend his season a few months further in the spring and the fall. Summer was still taboo because nobody had air conditioning in their homes or their cars yet. But it did let him go from a six-month season to a nine-month season, and that made a huge difference. And as air conditioning was extended first to homes, we would offer insulated bags and insulated foam containers for people to carry their candy home with when they were on the road. And then eventually, by the late 1960s, most people had air conditioning in their cars, and that changed everything. It became truly a completely year-round business.
Now,
it's fun when we have new people at the candy shop. Like for the holidays, we bring in seasonal help, and they've never been around a place that's existed for 90-something years. So you have to explain to them that, like, at one time, calculators were new and exciting for this business. And at one time, electric beaters revolutionized, the way we could make marshmallow. And it's fun educating all of our new people about this history as well this time of year.
Well, there's not a lot of places like yours in general that are making the candy right on site as well. I mean, they're seeing something really from an era gone by, and that's why this candy and these chocolates are so special. Now, everything, guys, made from scratch. Every Anderson's candy piece is handmade. Creams, caramels, cooked in copper kettles over an antique gas stove. The stove your grandfather cooked on.
Yes, it was the same thing. Same in some cases, even the wooden paddles are still the same, although they're shorter and smaller, and used in smaller kettles now. As they wear down, we cut them off, sand them down, and use them in a smaller kettle. And the rock maple paddles that I used when I was 13 years old, we're still using now, and I'm 65.
And those recipes being handed down from generation to generation. And the ingredients are such a big part of what you do. I mean, just the everyday, the grade AA butter, the raw cane sugar, the Madagascar bourbon vanilla extract, I mean, whole cream. I mean, you're using the best ingredients. But you have these candy bars that have so many unique flavors. And I love when you tell these stories. I mean, you're looking for, no matter what you're putting in the candy bar, you're trying like ginger from across the country, like 50 different ways before you pick
definitely.
Exactly. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so whenever we add something to our line, whether it's a apricot or a pineapple, we're going to dip in chocolate. Recently it was ginger. We want to make sure that we have the absolute best thing that's going to pair with our chocolate and for our customers, because they have very high standards, and you don't survive this long as a business unless you maintain that level of quality so that people get what they expect every time, which is the best. And so when we were looking for a new ginger to use, Dad spent months getting ginger samples sent in from all over the U.S. and the world, China, everywhere, to find the best crystallized ginger to use. We sell it plain, and then we also dip it in chocolate, and it's very popular with wine pairings and when we do wine tastings and that sort of thing. And so he finally settled on a crystallized organic ginger from Australia, and it's fabulous. It's earthy and spicy at the same time, and just kind of we go to great lengths to make sure that we're getting the best of everything that we're using.
And I know that. And, you know, the candy bars, and I can't really explain this enough. These bars are, you can see that they're handmade the way they are shaped. And
one of the cool things about hand dipping is you really get the signature or the handwriting of the dippers, the talented mm-hmm. women who dip all this chocolate for us. And so each of the 30 different types of candy bars we have, the marzipan, the peanut butter cream, the orange peel, the walnut, each of those is actually put together and fashioned by hand by one of these talented women who work with us.
Well, you talk about, like, there's only one reference point that I have of watching candy being made, and that was, you know, I Love Lucy back in the 1950s, but that's how you do it. I mean, when you were kind enough to give me a tour a couple summers ago, that's what I saw back there. I mean, everybody is it's all handmade, handcrafted. The fudge is fabulous. My daughter's favorite always is the toffee. You've got the best toffee I've ever had.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I think I mentioned this before. One of the secrets is the toffee is aged. If you get toffee that's
yeah.
too new, it sticks to your teeth. It's hard on your teeth. And so we have to anticipate demand and make sure that we're always 3 or 4 or 5 days ahead of when you're going to want to eat it, and for you to have the best eating experience.
And the same thing with our cordial cherries. We make our own fondant and then coat the cherries ourselves and make our own cordial cherries, and those also need a few days to really cordial, so that's that awesome, juicy kind of liquid surrounding the cherry when you bite through the chocolate.
Nothing but the best. Well, I'll tell you what, there's all kinds of great stuff that they have for the holidays. They also give back to the community, and they've also got great gifts that you can give as well. Corporate gifts, family gifts, and so forth. And we'll talk about that next on 720 WGN. Day player on 720 WGN. We're talking to Leif Anderson and his daughter Katie about the ultra-delicious Anderson's Candy Shop, located in Richmond, Illinois, Barrington, Illinois, and online at andersonscandyshop.com. So you guys have got some really, really great holiday offerings. I would say the top of my list, you've got some great holiday-themed chocolates. You've got some peppermint bark. Talk to us a little bit about what you're doing for the holidays.
So Christmas time is fun because there is a whole line of stuff we do just for Christmas time. Peppermint bark is some of it. We were making it all week in the store, and as the customers would walk into Richmond, like every customer would go, "Oh, it smells like heaven in here."
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, always smells
so
like heaven.
So the peppermint bark is our signature chocolate, our dark chocolate or white chocolate, with triple distilled peppermint oil included in it, and then spread real thin with a fresh ground peppermint garnish. And it's in these beautiful, pretty holiday bags. We sell those in both stores and online. And then we do a full line of solid chocolate Christmas novelties. So we have solid chocolate gingerbread men, Christmas trees, Santas, snowmen. There's a Santa playing a guitar. There's an old-fashioned metal tin mold that looks like a kind of Norwegian gnome Santa that's very popular. So people use these for stocking stuffers and all sorts of fun stuff.
That's what we did last year. I mean, you want to talk about really good quality chocolate to put in your kid's stocking and give as gifts. That's the way to go. There's no other way to go. And I will tell you something right now. I can't tell you how many times I got my hand slapped, put my hand in those kids' stockings to get some of that chocolate because it's good stuff. You know, you talk about the molds a little bit on some of the stuff and the Santa molds and stuff. You've got some very, Leif, you talked about this before. You've got some, like, really some antique molds that you continue to use because they're so classic.
Oh, yeah, and some of them date back actually to before 1900. And we look around constantly from one shop to another that may be going out of business that had old molds or at antique stores. And we even have customers that know that we're looking for them, and they bring them to us, constantly looking for unique molds that you haven't seen before somewhere else, and they're old. And we have, for example, at Easter time, we regularly make over 30 different sizes and styles of rabbits and chicks and bunnies and so forth, although we have over 80 different molds that we could use. And one or two go into retirement, and a few more come out and get rotated along with the main line. Same thing with Christmas and other times of year. It's a fun time.
Now, you get, you know, you talk about local businesses. What a great gift to give, not only to, you know, when you're going to someone's home for a party or an event or for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's, whatever it might be, but also great for corporate gifts. You've got these beautiful packaged towers that you sell this time of year.
Yeah, there's towers in all sorts of sizes, ranging from $20 to $30 all the way up to $200, wrapped in beautiful golds and reds and greens, emerald green papers, just different varieties of chocolates, salted caramels, turtle pretzels, pretzel knots, stacked up tall in this tower presentation. Very popular with our clients who are maybe regular customers throughout the year, and then towards Christmas time want to thank the people who do business with them year-round. We have a lot of realtors and lawyers that we help out, even some machining companies who want to thank the people who support them year-round and show them how much they appreciate their business. So they choose something that represents their business well and is quality, and they use our chocolate for that. And no business is too small to work with. We work with a taxidermist out of Harvard, Illinois, and send gifts to his 8 best customers.
Very
and
cool.
We work with lawyer firms who want 200 gifts sent out. So super easy. We also do customization for these corporate gifts. There's a flooring company we work with, and we're stamping their logo on all of the boxes that they're sending out for their Christmas gifts this year.
So that's why you're there at 2:55 in the morning in the Richmond
exactly,
shop.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll tell you what, there's something else you do, too, that's very cool. And I love this about, you know, this. You are very involved in your community, and you've got these give back boxes that you do to support the Family Health Partnership Clinic. Tell me a little bit about that.
So these are very close to my heart. When my sister and I came back to the business after college and careers a couple years ago, we kind of told Dad we want to be back here, but we want to make a positive impact in our community. We were raised that way, and we think the business can do can do even more. So we reached out to the Family Health Partnership Clinic, which is in McHenry County. They serve thousands and thousands of people every year who are uninsured or underinsured, with everything from mammograms to care for diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, and cancer treatments. And these are people who can't afford treatment, their insurance premiums are too high, or who slip through the cracks in our medical system. And so volunteer doctors and nurses run this clinic, and it's open 6 days a week, helping. We have about 25,000 people in the county we're located in who are uninsured or underinsured. So we decided, what can we do? How can we support this group of volunteers who are providing this thing for our community? So we came up with a chocolate box assortment. It's got salted caramels, buttercreams, and turtles, or snappers we call them, inside. And for every box of this chocolate assortment that we sell, we donate 25% of the sale to the clinic. And over the past 3 years, we've raised close to $20,000 for the clinic to help them provide services and medication. So the amazing thing is, we're a small business, and if it was just a donation from us, maybe it would be a $20 gift certificate for a raffle. But because it's the customers supporting it, there is really no limit. Our goal last year was to sell 900 boxes, and we did. This year our goal is to sell 1,000 of these give-back boxes. And they're also great things for local corporations to use, too. Not only are you sending an awesome chocolate gift, but you're doing something else to give back at the same time.
Love that. Love that.
Yeah. Well, the box tells the story right on the box. And, Dave, you're talking to, when you talk to Katie, you're also talking to the newest board member of the Family Health Partnership.
Oh, very cool.
She chose to get involved all the way.
Yeah, you can tell the passion in this. No, it's wonderful, Katie. And congratulations to you on that.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. Don't think, you know, if it's too hard to get to Richmond and Barrington, they do ship online. You can go to AndersonsCandyShop.com. It's AndersonsCandyShop.com, and they'll ship it right to you. It's the best candy, best chocolate you'll ever have. Richmond, the original shop, is on North Main Street in Richmond, Illinois, and on East Main Street in Barrington. Great little shop there as well. And again, for great holiday gifts, and or just for yourself, which I'm going to tell you right now, get some for yourself, folks. You can get it at AndersonsCandyShop.com. And say hello to Leaf and his family. And Katie, nicest people you'll ever meet. They're always around the shop as well. And again, best chocolate you'll ever have. Leaf and Katie, thank you so much for joining us. Don't work too hard. Happy holidays to you both.